Simin Reish Chet, Aleph through Zayin. Aleph through Zayin, these halachas in the gear every day. Every day, these halachas in the gear. Every day of your life, from the time you are Eimid al Daitari, Ad Mei Vesem Shana, Mei Zashem Isbah. Miri Eisenberger got married last night to Yisrael Wolbe. So, true story. Somebody came to the Chasana, and they ready Baruch Hashem were in Kaplan's Chabura, and he was Kaplan. And he came to the Chasana, and he was in Kaplan's Chabura, and he learned that it's not so simple to be mitzarev to a zimun, sit down with everybody. You're going to have to stay till bench with everybody. If you start with everybody, you got to bench with everybody. Because you're mechuyev in zimun. Well, the Chasana is over quite late, and this guy was not interested in sticking around. So decided that he'll eat from the stuff that they put out on the side. So what do they have on the side? Schnitzelonim, cigars, potato kugel, shalom. Shail is what bracha to make. So, the topic on each one. From the beginning to end. Schnitzel, what bracha to make a schnitzel? 64 million dollar question. What bracha to make a schnitzel? Heavens knows you make a bracha schnitzel. So you decide, maybe I'll pass it up with something else. The question is, what bracha do you make on shalom? What bracha do you make on shalom? Shalom that has barley inside of it. Is the barley the ikur? Is the barley the tefil? What bracha do you make on cooked barley in the first place? Well, what is that? Is that adama? Is it? He says, oh, we have potato kugel. Cigars also. Cigars. L'chur, those cigars are, they're filled with potatoes. And l'chur, those are a clear mezainis. He wasn't so much in the mood of that. They're fried. Doesn't like that so much. Is it potato kugel, we can make a mezainis on. And we'll pass everything up. Whoa, whatever. Who's making mezainis of potato kugel? This is really a little bit negates of tomorrow's bir halacha, but it's really today's halacha. The shaila is, maybe it's best, anyhow, the best thing to do is make a mezainis, because mezainis, you get on everything. So if you're stuffing mezainis on half the things, we know that halacha is, like the bir halacha, like the, it's mentioned in the bir halacha in Simin Kuf Tam HaZayin, it's mentioned in Simin Reish Ches, Kama Pamim, one of them is today's Shara Tzion, he mentions it. He says that a mezainis, you get on everything. So make a mezainis and clear your bases. Or he says, you know what, forget the whole thing, I should just wash. Once I wash, then I pass through all my shailas. Is there any milo, if anyhow I don't want bracha to do, is there a milo to wash over making a mezainis, if you don't really know what to do or not? What's halacha? So halacha is as follows. First of all, with regard to this last aspect that we just mentioned, yes, says the Shara Tzion, mezainis passes everything except for mayim v'melach. However, it's a bracha which works only b'di'evet kilu. It works because it's a bracha kilalis, but it's not kilalis if you made the richtig bracha on it. If it's that, it's not supposed to be mezainis. If somebody washes and eats the thing teichasuda, it is kilu you made the richtig bracha on it, because teichasuda, it's everything itself without a pas. That's what you're supposed to be doing. There is a mile to washing over not washing if you don't get into problems of zimun. Now, with regard to the other food items, with regard to schnitzel, what bracha do you make on schnitzel? So that's the mechaber says. Kol sheish mechamish min hadagon, you make it on a mezainis. And kiyadua, the famous words of the Mishnah Berurah, who was quoting the lashon of the Rashba, hatam kiven shubo lahatim ulahachshir es hatavshil. Anything which is coming to give taste and to prepare the tavshil, that is the ikur, and you make a mezainis on it. So the chur, there's no question that schnitzel you should be making mezainis, because you put on the crumbs to give taste to the schnitzel chicken. Absolutely not. You should be making a shahakol on schnitzel, and the reason is because the Gemara, when it's talking about kol shi lahatim or lahashir es hatavshil, is talking about where you have two different items that's creating a third item. For example, you have flour and you have water, A and B, you put it together and you create bread, matzah. So now the question is, matzah is made up of two things. I like both of the things. Happens to be that the water is 80%, flour is 20%. What bracha do I make on it? I'll tell you what the ikur is. Even though the ikur, it's only 20% is the flour, that's the ikur. That's what making the mezainis on. However, in a case where I know what I have in front of me, it's clear that I have chazeof, I have chicken in front of me. Now, you can flavor your chicken with barbecue sauce, you can flavor with garlic, you can flavor with onions, or you can flavor with breadcrumbs. In the case where you decide to flavor with breadcrumbs, it didn't change it that it's chicken anymore. It's chicken that's flavored with breadcrumbs. There's no suffix here what I have. Mamela, that the Gemara was never discussing. That wasn't discussed in the Gemara. Kol sheish mechamish min hadagon. Lahatim or lachshira means that I put in the second ingredient, not for the sake of sticking it together like I ate in rice in licorice, where there will be shakal. Rather, it's there for to give taste through the flour, to the bread, whatever it is. There in a chanami, as it's preparing the food, it's creating the food, that is against the mezainis. However, schnitzel is clear what you have, and just the coating on the top, therefore you should make a shakel in it. So that's out with regard to making mezainis. Schnitzel, shakel. With regard to, sorry, anybody else who disagrees. With regard to, he's not here. With regard to challant, what bracha to make on challant? So barley that's cooked is, if it sticks together and it turns into a tafshil, then in a chanami it's going to be mezainis. Now if it's whole barley, then if it's not stuck together and it doesn't turn into a mush, then it's adama. Says the Mishnah Berurah, our type of barley, if they're not the same size, which is the standard per barley that you have, you can see that it's knocked off. If you look at each individual barley, you'll see that they're shaved off a little bit. That's what Lacharon Mishnah Berurah is talking about. He says you can make a mezainis on that. And that's the Minigo Ilan to make a mezainis on that. And therefore, Lachara, it is a mezainis, and Chameshas Mine Dagon, therefore it becomes the Iker. If your chalant is such that when you pick up your spoon and you get all the different types of the chalant, it's a chalant kumashmo, and that's what you eat together, then the Iker is the mezainis. However, if they're big pieces of potatoes, big pieces of meat, and you're stabbing each one, Mirtz Hashem will see in the Simon Reishit Beis, Beis Hashem, for everybody staying to the end of the Zman, Ki Yodua, we always do Iker V'tavot at the end of the Zman, because that's the Iker at the end of the Zman. Mirtz Hashem. We'll see what the halachas are. But Papasha says if you have a chalant and you're eating barley in there, then in a chanami it's a mezainis. It's a mezainis. With regard to potato kugel, so where did we discuss potato kugel here? We didn't, but we discussed rice. And the halacha is by rice, it's unique in the fact that it's the only food that does not get a brachas meaning shalish, and no less mezainis at the beginning. And the reason is because it's zayin, and therefore it gets a mezainis. Mishnah Berurah says, at the end of the day, that's only in the case where there's a chiddush, it's different than the chamesh mini dogon. Even whole rice, if it's nismayich, or the way that the Aruch HaShulchan says it, in Lachur, that's what how the Mishnah Berurah is going. If it's fully cooked, Mishnah Berurah says, b'chlal, rice, our rice, which has the whole, has the outer shell off of it, the pashtis, you could make a mezainis on it, and that is the minhag ha'olam. For most people on our rice, they make a mezainis on it. Make a mezainis. However, the bracha according is benefashis. Says the Bir Alach, that's really tomorrow's, but the Yisoid is from Urz and Deichen, which we're learning today. He says that that's not unique to, according to certain Rishonim, Ben Yehuda brings it down, it's not unique to rice. Anything which is a carbohydrate and is used the same way as maize and zayin, then it should make a mezainis. Therefore, there is somebody that I know that lives near me, he makes a mezainis on potatoes. He hasn't yet got his kids into school. No, that's. He also makes the ha'eitz on chocolate and on tea and on coffee, etc. All the things that you should be doing, just you don't want to get ostracized from the community. Now, the be'etzem, so therefore, on potato kugel, theoretically, you could make a mezainis on it and you would be able to be yaitzeh. Many go in limits to make adam on it. However, on rice, certainly, you would make a mezainis. Now, this din of, we just left that one halacha, and that is the barley or any other of the chameshes mini dagon. That's only if they're cooked, then they get the mezainis. However, if they're roasted, then it's a shiloh, what bracha you would make on it. What bracha achrein, bracha rishrein is also really a shiloh. We make adam on it. However, the bracha achrein is a suffix, what bracha we make on it. And therefore, taisa says, nochrein, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, nochrein tzid only techasudo. And nochrein, if you have the ability to, the practical application of this is shalva or honey smacks, these type of things, that are puffed wheat, they're lechatchilo, you should only eat a techasuda, no one's doing that lemaisa, therefore, like Ramesha says, you should make a hadama and a brinafashis.